Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being with us This Week in America. The new self-help book, A Message Within Its Words, is receiving excellent reviews. The author is Paul Mason. The book is inspirational as well as motivational, a help for people trying to make sense out of the ups and downs of their daily lives, how biblical principles are just as relevant today as they ever have been. A Message Within Its Words by Paul Mason, who's our guest on today's This Week in America. Paul, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Yes, and thank you also, Mr. Rick, and for the time you're spending with me.
I am looking forward to this. There are so many really positive, uplifting messages in the book, A Message Within Its Words. And we were chatting. This really, the book came out of Facebook. You were just publishing messages. People were responding. They were inspired by these messages. And you became an author suddenly, and you have a book published now called A Message Within Its Words. Talk about the response that you got, because it really got you motivated to put the book together.
The responses that I have gotten were basically positive. People sent me messages, expressing, their thought, because I was like, yes, that's basically my purpose behind writing it, was so to say, I have a person, self-reflection of, so to say, their life and the situation, and then, try to think upon it and see what changes can be made from what they're doing that will, so to say, put them in a better path for where they're going.
Yeah, and as you read, there's something really in the book for everybody. Who is the book designed for? Who would really learn something? And I'm thinking almost everybody, so I've sort of answered that question. But when you were writing the book, who did you design this for?
Didn't actually have nothing, no one in particular. So say, just basically me speaking with God and just writing. That's basically what the whole objective.
Yeah, I mentioned in the beginning there are people that probably feel and have said to you, like, the Bible was a long time ago. Is it still relevant today? And you make the very strong case that, yes, what you learned, the messages that you picked up or retained out of the Bible, these are just as relevant today, aren't they, as they ever have been?
Yes, I totally agree with that. You have a lot of people, and so to say, they may read a Bible, and they might think, they don't understand it all. They figure, this here was so many years ago that there's no correlation between this time and that time. And I just, with my writing, I just try to express to them that, so to say, it may be a different time, but so to say, not a person behavior, but so to say, life situation itself, so to say,
exactly.
The way a person may feel, think, how a person may go about life, still basically the same. Person is trying to progress, trying to have something, trying to make something out of their life.
And there are observations of yours here, and you share that your relationship with God has been restored. You woke up one day feeling that God was present in you. Talk about that, getting away from and then getting back to and feeling the comfort of this, of him being in your life again.
Way back, when I got injured, I kind of, went through a spell. And then, because actually, I'd always had a relationship with God, but so to say, as I written it in some of my message, that my relationship wasn't sincere. I would speak with him every night and ask for forgiveness and talk about him, talk to him with, so to say, with what I'd be thinking and feeling. And so to say, then it's just that over time, by me speaking with him, I really got to reflect on myself and saying, look here, either I'm going to be, the relationship with him is going to be sincere, so therefore I can change from what I'm doing and get back into the path I was heading, or so say I'm self-destruct, basically.
Yes. And the name of the book, by the way, is A Message Within Its Words. Our guest on the program is Paul Mason. The book's available at bookventure.com/bookstore, Amazon as well. You can link on directly to get information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about how you came up with the messages in the book, and the messages, and it's very easy. Once you read the book, you can go back and refer to the book. It's laid out so you can use it almost on a daily basis as you're going through trials and tribulations in your own life. How did you develop the messages?
Messages basically came from basically what you and I and one working in the world, so to say, may experience or may know of someone experience. And so to say, you know, I kind of like may heard something someone spoke of, or may comment someone might have said a word on TV I might have heard, or radio, and then that right just sparked a thought. Then I just took it from there and then just got to write it on that thought.
Yeah, there are a number of thoughts in there, and one you talk about is, what mask are you wearing today? And the disguises that we all seem to cloak ourselves in from time to time in our lives. Talk about the inspiration of that and how we deal with that.
I mean, well, so to say that, you know, like how, you know, one, you know, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, we wear so many different masks. So, say, you know, we go up in front of society. One person may act like this around this person, and then this person act totally different around someone else. And my agenda was behind everybody was that, so say, when you got God within your life, you only wear one mask, and that's your true self.
You talk about letting go of the past, which is so important to so many people. We may think that we've let go of the past, but it's still back there. And you talk about it's you who holds yourself back, and we're the ones that can release that. Tell us about that, because I'm sure that's helped a lot of people, because we all get caught in that, where it's difficult sometimes to quit glancing through the rearview mirror and look through the windshield.
So true. Yes, letting go of the past, basically, so say my agenda was that, you know, once again, you know, speak to people, let them understand that they have let go of the past. So to say, as I stated, you know, not to forget about it, but so to say, you know, you cannot let your past, so to say, block you, stop you, interfere from you moving forward. Because so to say, if you continue to, you know, bewildered or bothered, or so say, holding on to something because something you've done in the past, you know, you're going to always remain where you are, basically.
With us on This Week in America is Paul Mason, author of the book A Message Within Its Words. As I said, the book is inspirational and motivational. And the nice thing is, you can tell in listening to Paul, these are heartfelt messages that Paul has relayed, starting on the internet, on Facebook, and now in the book A Message Within Its Words. And also the simplicity. It cuts right through it. It's like, yeah, I understand what he's saying, and I think I can apply this in my life. One thing you talk about is not being yourself. And talk about that. We find out so many times that we're struggling to find out who we are. And you say that basically there's a plan for each of us. We are all his children, and there's a plan for us.
Yes. So say with that, you know, not being yourself. Basically, again, as like once again, along with that, letting go of the past, you have people that, so to say, you know, this person one day and the next day they someone else. And my objective behind that is, so to say, just be yourself. You know what I mean? Don't let other people's judgment, what someone's perspective may have about you, so to say, interfere with what you want to do. Long as you have God in your life, so to say, you're okay. You're doing right.
You know, so often in life we're faced with making difficult decisions, and you say we really don't have to make those alone, do we? We have someone that we can lean on to get us through these difficult times.
Yes. So to say that, you know, one, I try to express people first, so to say, you know, it's always good to have someone, you know, you can talk to. But I say that, you know, first talk it out with God, because so to say, no one knows what you're going through, how you're feeling, and also say, but God. And so say, when you talk to God and your heart is sincere, he would let you know what to do, what you need to do to get yourself out of such a situation, or to help you progress with, so say, what you may be doing with your life.
What have all of these messages meant to you in your life, the different struggles that you've gone through, the highs as well as the lows? What have these messages, because I sense it in reading and I sense in listening to you, these are messages straight from the heart, that messages that you learned maybe the hard way in getting through some of these situations. What have these messages meant to you?
Overall, all the messages basically, as I stated earlier, you know, made me look back on my life and me as a person, and what does that want to do with my life going forward? You know, because I cannot change. I don't have the ability to change what occurred. So by me speaking with God and having a relationship with Him and letting Him know that I'm sincere and I want to stop doing what I was doing and I want to have something more out of my life, then I'm able to put my mind, my thinking towards that instead of thinking back on I should have done this, I should have done that, I shouldn't have said this or shouldn't have said that.
You also talk about one of the messages is it happens, and you basically taking a situation, in some cases a bad situation, and turning it into a blessing. Talk about that, because so often we feel like we've just been victimized and there's not much I can do about it. And you're saying, yes, there is. You can turn it around and you can make this a positive in your life.
Yes, I mean, just basically that there, is your thinking. Look at this situation and either you're going to change it, thinking differently and approaching life differently. You're going to continue thinking as you were thinking and continue going down that road you were sitting, you'll be hearing that. By you changing your thinking, your whole outlook, aspect of life and everything, changes. And then by your thinking changing, your actions start to change.
We're talking with Paul Mason on This Week in America. The book is A Message Within Its Words. The book is available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. It's available, of course, at Amazon. Information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to the information on Paul's book. A series of messages, very, very inspirational messages, eye-opening messages, simple messages you can go back and refer to from time to time. One message in there is talking about being at peace. And that seems so important that you understand where you are and are okay with that. Talk a little bit about that and dealing with the disappointments, especially as we get older.
Being at peace, being at peace with yourself. Because if you don't have peace within yourself, you tend to vent your anger and frustration out on yourself, or on other people. And by doing that there, you're basically distracting your blessing, actually.
You talk about, I mentioned as you get older, as we get older, we start thinking about, the end of life as we know it. And you talk about saying our final farewell. Talk about that and the importance of understanding that.
Saying your final farewell, you want to change, what you're doing, and because, you're fine for farewell. You don't want to be people remembering this about, your last farewell, you want people to remember something positive, something you had contributed towards your life or towards someone else.
The book is A Message Within Its Words. Paul Mason is the author and our guest on the program. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's talk about this evolution for you as you're posting these messages on Facebook and you realize that people want more, that they're actually, they're life-altering for many of these people. What does that feel like when you're putting these messages out there and suddenly you realize, I'm changing some lives for the better?
Oh yeah, response that I get from my Facebook friends and family up on the wall, it's positive. It more encourages me more to do more, to write more, to continue doing it. And so say, because like I stated, my objective behind the whole thing wasn't so say, you know, to write a book. It was just so say a message I want to put out there, you know, to provoke a thought in a person's head for a person to look back on self-reflection of their self, their life, and their situation, and try to make whatever changes they can make, so say, with God in their life, and so say, remind them that it cannot be done without God, basically.
What has this process meant for you? We talk about touching people, and they're able to be inspired by reading the book as a message within its words. What has this process meant for you? Has this made you a better person? Has it made your relationship with God closer by going through the introspection in writing these?
Oh, yes, it has. So say, just basically made me so say, anytime I'm so say maybe doing something, also say if I may, you know, so say had a thought, and I kind of reflect before I so say act upon it. I, you know, kind of like say think about, okay, is this correct thing for me to do or say? Because like say in the past I might have just done something or said something without so say giving it a second thought, but so say by me writing this book. And it help me reflect on myself, my relationship with God. I tend to think on things before I act or say it now.
The book is making all of us better and continuing to make Paul better. The book is called A Message Within Its Words. Paul Mason is the author. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble as well. You can find it at bookventure.com/bookstore. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to get all the information, find out about Paul's book, and be able to order it. Paul, it was a pleasure having a chance to read the book, A Message Within Its Words. A pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for this.
Yeah, I want to thank you also, Mr. Brick. You know, I really, really, really appreciate it because... you know, I just, like I say, just like when people get out there and just read a book and so to say, just read through it, because I'm sure they can find many things in there which I've written that they can relate to, or so to say, know someone that can relate to and they can pass the message on to.
And the book, like I say, it's very easy to read, and it's a great reference. You can go through this, and maybe you're thinking, that's not me. And 6 months from now, you're thinking, I really need to find Paul's book and go back and read that chapter, because this is going to, this now applies to my life. The book is A Message Within Its Words. Paul Mason, the author, and our guest on the program. The program is This Week in America. All the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.